Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This Saturday marks the return of the Duluth Art Institute Art Film Series at Cinema 2, a partnership with Zeitgeist Arts. Films will be showing every Saturday at 10 a.m. through April, and after the showing, there will be a facilitated discussion from an art expert in our community, including Dr. Nathan Carroll of College of St. Scholastica, David Beard of UMD, and this Saturday, Dr. Jamie Ratliff, Assistant Professor of Art History at UMD. She joins us to share more about the series.
The variety this year is amazing, and it's one of the things that I'm most excited about because all of the films seem to focus on either people or art forms or perspectives that have traditionally been outsiders in the art world. And so that's what's most exciting for me. Like, I'm leading discussion for Frida. It's a feature biopic on Frida Kahlo, who was an outsider because she was a female artist. She was Mexican. She was openly bisexual. And I'm also leading the discussion on Pussy Riot, the movement, which is a great documentary that kind of covers the events leading up to their arrest and then incarceration for singing protest songs about the oppression of Vladimir Putin's regime in Russia. So this Russian feminist punk rock band. And then out of the other films, you know, they cover things like graffiti and street art, comic books. There's a great documentary on photography and representations of African Americans and also African American photographers. And then a great feature film on Diane Arbus, a photographer from the 60s and 70s who focused on portraits of people who were marginalized in society. So people who were sort of existing on the fringes, people who society would have called ugly or weird or oddities. I really like the focus of the whole series because, you know, it seems like whether, you know, it's the artists themselves who have been traditionally marginalized or it's the art form that hasn't been considered, you know, traditional high art like comic books or street art. I really like the series because it seems to be about empowering these subjects and these art forms.
So this Saturday kicks off the series with the film Frida. This is right up your alley.
You know, it's a perfect fit for me. I study Mexican art and female artists in Mexico specifically. So Frida Kahlo is an artist who is very dear to my heart. I teach, you know, Frida in a lot of my classes here because I teach not only Mexican art, but I also teach a class specifically on women in Latin American art. And, you know, she's a great figure and she's a cultural icon that has been this enigma, you know, this kind of mysterious figure that's been, you know, fascinating and a huge draw for so many people. One of the things that's really interesting about the film, though, is the way that the director incorporated the paintings into the film. There are these great scenes where the characters, the actors who are playing these characters sort of morph from painted figures into actors, into real life actors. So there is a really interesting incorporation of the paintings themselves. We know her face, you know, not only because she featured it in all of her portraits, but, you know, we see it everywhere. So she's this huge kind of cultural draw for so many people across the globe. You know, she's an inspiration for people within the feminist movement, within other protest movements, within, you know, identity empowerment movements. And so she's somebody who has kind of mass appeal and really speaks to a lot of different people through her own struggles, through her art, through her imagery. And it's a natural film to kind of kick off this series. It's a good introduction. It's a biography. Certain parts of her biography are sensationalized and over-dramatized a little bit, but that always happens with Frida, so that's kind of par for the course. You know, there are also a lot of issues with biography and sensationalization and all of that, and we can bring those up in the discussion afterwards.
Dr. Jamie Ratliff, Assistant Professor of Art History, joining us to talk about the Duluth Art Institute film series starting this Saturday at 10 a.m. Find a full schedule at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.